New attacks on Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Missile and drone attacks targeting sites across the country for a second straight day in retaliation for the bombing of a Russian bridge. President Biden, in an interview with CNN, says he believes Putin's invasion of Ukraine was an overreach.
I think he thought he was going to be welcomed with open arms, that this has been the home of Mother Russia and Kyiv, and he was going to be welcomed, and I think he just totally miscalculated.
The president says he believes Putin has committed war crimes. During an online meeting Tuesday, leaders of the G7 industrialized nations heard a plea from Ukraine's President Zelensky for additional military help.
The group of seven, in a statement, condemned Putin's nuclear rhetoric and Moscow's latest missile attacks on Ukrainian citizens, but no detail on what new steps the West is taking to deter Putin.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Fired San Antonio police officer James Brennan has been charged with aggravated assault for shooting an unarmed teenager who was sitting in his car eating a hamburger. 17-year-old Eric Cantu remains in critical condition. An Ohio man has pled guilty to charges he planned to murder hundreds of women.
Federal prosecutors say Treschenko planned to kill a number of people, targeting mostly women. He's been in custody since July of 2021. Investigators cite a manifesto and other documented acts in identifying him as an involuntary celibate, which is a group of mainly men with anger toward women. He allegedly posted many times in an online community. One note from Jenko detailed a plan to go to a university in Ohio and try to kill up to 3,000 people.
Fox's Gernal Scott reports Jenko could face life in prison when he's sentenced at a later date. Wall Street mixed Tuesday. The Dow gained 36 points. Nasdaq lost 116. The S&P 500 closing 23 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It worked. NASA says they've successfully bumped an asteroid off its trajectory.
NASA says the spacecraft that plowed into a small asteroid millions of miles away was successful in shifting its orbit in a test to see if the Earth could be saved from a potential deadly impact.
If an Earth-threatening asteroid was discovered and we could see it far enough away, this technique could be used to deflect it.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, the DART spacecraft carved a crater into the asteroid last month, sending debris into space and creating a comet-like trail of dust and rubble for several thousand miles. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The White House is urging Americans to get their updated coronavirus vaccine booster by Halloween and urging older Americans to get a flu shot to be prepared for possible winter infections. White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Ashish Jha.
What happened in the weeks and months ahead will have a large impact on how the winter goes. And really what happens in this winter is largely up to us as the American people.
Dr. Jha said despite President Biden telling 60 Minutes last month that the pandemic is over, COVID-19 is not. Former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has announced she's leaving the Democratic Party, in part because of the party's rhetoric over the war in Ukraine.
President Biden and leaders in Congress whose decisions are actively pushing us to the brink of a nuclear holocaust, of which they may have their bunkers where they'll be safe, but we, the American people, will have no shelter, no place to go, no place to hide and face the consequences.
Gabbard, who served as a congresswoman from Hawaii, is urging other moderate Democrats to follow her lead. In the baseball playoffs, the Yankees beat the Guardians 4-1. And the Astros top the Mariners 8-7. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.